Hi, Sandra.
Yes.
Hi, Sandra. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm following up on a request for information about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Well, he used it for years. And the thing is, he didn't wear different clothes, you know, and he got it on his shoes. And we were in a spot where you had hobby ranches. So he used it around, you know, all the time. And when we were in an RV park, we got kind of sprayed with stuff like that because they had circle irrigation. So anyway, he used it all the time. I mean, I'm talking 50 years.
Is this your husband you're referring to?
Yes, he died in 2018.
Oh,
I was always worried about that stuff, and I was allergic to the point where I couldn't be around him when he was spraying it because I'd break out.
Yeah, oh my, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're not alone. That's the whole point of this lawsuit. What type of cancer was it that your husband was diagnosed with?
He had lymphoma of the right temporal lobe, brain cancer.
Do you know what the name of his lymphoma was?
No, I don't remember.
Do you happen to have any medical records someplace at home or at work that would you could go to see what was the name of the diagnosis?
I think I have a copy of his death certificate, right? Handy. Hold on.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
The death certificate says malignant neoplasm of frontal lobe. And he was gone so fast. They did a he had a massive, what do you call it? People have them. I just think of the word where they have it's like a stroke, but it isn't. It's a,
seizure?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
He had a major seizure, and then that was April. May, they did a biopsy, and he was gone in August.
This is, May, they did the biopsy. Did they ever, May, they did the biopsy. He passed in August. This is all in 2018?
Yeah.
Between August and May, did the medical professionals render a formal diagnosis of malignant neoplasm? Or was the diagnosis made after he passed?
This is on the death certificate.
Yes, okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. Let me give you a background. The Roundup lawsuit is based on strong scientific evidence that links non-Hodgkin's lymphomas to the chemical that's found in Roundup. And so the firms that I work with are looking for people that have used Roundup, directly used it as opposed to being indirectly exposed to the chemical.
Right.
Directly used it and were later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then I need to add that there's roughly 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And guess what? Malignant neoplasms are a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But in order to meet the minimum criteria is that we don't need proof that your husband used Roundup, but we do need a positive affirmation that an attestation, in other words, that the person had used Roundup for they have to meet the criteria for usage, which means that they had to use Roundup at least 1 year for at least a full year before their diagnosis, and at least 10 days during that time frame. And they would have to attest, like, when did the person start using Roundup? When did they stop using Roundup? Why did they stop using Roundup? And then going back to the medical diagnosis, the name. So
He, it was just, it was something that any house we moved to, even we had a had some of it in our RV underneath, and any place we were that we needed to use it, he would use it. And like I said, I always cautioned him about, wearing different clothes, different shoes, and he wouldn't, he didn't even, he washed his hands, but he didn't change his clothes. I was always worried about that.
So have first of all, let me ask you, have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I
Okay.
haven't.
Would you
I let it slip, and
like to?
I'm
Okay,
not a
sorry.
person to go file a, do that, I guess.
I do, I understand. The people that I work with, the potential the clients the potential clients that I work with are, it's not that they do this, participate in this mass tort lawsuit for the money, although some I'm certain aren't, it's not going to help, it's not going to harm them. But the vast majority of them are participating in this lawsuit, so they have a voice. They can tell companies that
To
created this
quit.
product, yeah, it's that it's people over profit as opposed to profit over people. So the science links non-Hodgkin lymphomas to glyphosate, which is the chemical that's found in Roundup, which is developed, which leads to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the manufacturer, the maker of Roundup, knew of this science for quite some time, for decades, but they failed to warn the public. And that's all the merit of this case is that you have an obligation to inform consumers of the dangers of your product and let the
That's right.
consumer know for themselves, make a decision for themselves. We live in a free society. You can, if you want to, smoke cigarettes, that's perfectly fine, but you need to understand what the risks are. And the obligation, the duty of the manufacturer is to provide this warning to the public.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't. And there's the side benefit is that the law firms would take your case. If you meet the criteria, they'd work on it on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay anything up front. There's no fees to be paid to the law firm. Their payment, what they make, is contingent on successfully recovering damages for you. The law firm gets 40%, you get 60%. That's standard for a personal injury or mass tort lawsuit. I would like to help you. You can confirm you have not gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim.
Yes, I
Okay.
haven't.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah, because I've got another 20 years and I'm on limited income right now.
Yeah,
That would
this.
help me for
Yes, most
sure.
definitely. So this is you were your husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that's the key thing. I never had a chance to fully explain that the law firm, when your husband had his biopsy in August of 2018, did they ever come back and say, hey, this is not the death certificate, but did the medical community, the hospital or the doctor confirm, like, hey, he's got malignant neoplasm. A malignant neoplasm? Did they?
Yeah, that's,
Okay.
well, that's what the doctor told me.
Okay, good. Okay, good. That's actually because that's the verification of your criteria is that the law you would sign because you're a survivor of your husband, you would sign an authorization to release medical records. The law firm would submit that form to the doctor or the hospital that diagnosed him and treated him, and then that documentation will be very, very important for validate your claim that he had used Roundup and that he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. All right. So, unfortunately, your husband passed. That would have been. Do you know his date of death?
Oh yeah,
Okay.
it was August 11th, 2018.
Okay. And then what is your best estimate of when the approximate date or the exact date that you got the diagnosis?
Oh, this was easy because
Okay.
it seemed like everything happened on the 11th. He got the diagnosis May 11th. It was the day before his 73rd birthday.
Oh, jeez, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was 2 months before our 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Your husband is looking down on us and saying, "Go, girl, let's get some
Yeah,
compensation for her."
no. Like I said, we've been married that many years, and he was always using it. You just run down to Lowe's and get some more Roundup.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. That would be the usage, and I'll walk you through it. And after the end of our call, towards the end of our call, I'll know whether or not you meet the criteria. And if you
Okay.
do, I'll send you a text message with a link to forms to sign. The forms are simply the authorization for legal representation and the authorization to release medical records. It may
Okay.
seem as if you're done getting signed up for the case after you've signed and or we end our call. But I do want to
Yeah.
give you a heads up and let you know that there's one final step, and that's the case verification with the law firm. Because I'm not the lawyer, I don't work for the
Right.
law firm. I'm a third party legal marketing firm. So we
Okay.
find clients, potential clients for the firm. So they will do a case verification. They just want to hear from your voice that your husband did use Roundup. Without all the description, because I did this, you and I did the description. And then he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you verbally give them permission to use the authorization that we had signed.
Right.
And then they'll move forward. Okay, so,
Okay.
all right, that's what you can expect on this call.
Okay.
Before I go any further, I do need to do this, confirm this. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed
Yeah.
documents with another law firm? Okay, you're willing to affirm that.
Definitely.
All
I
right.
just, I just kind of let it go. It was a shock,
I know.
And for the doctor to come in and sit down after the biopsy and say, "I'm sorry, your husband has 2 months to live." It just, I thought, why? There's no, like his family has no cancer. There was nothing in the genes that he would even have that. So anyway, I just haven't thought to do that. Like I said, I'm not somebody that seeks to go out and get in those things. And but I did, the back of my mind was, I'm sure that's probably what did it.
Let me just make a
But
note here. Bear with me here. Diagnosed with malignant
neoplasm
neoplasm of
of frontal lobe.
frontal lobe. Okay, thank you.
And this, I'm sure, was taken. We lived in Bullhead City. The hospital he was at was in Las Vegas.
We'll talk about that in
And
a moment. I'll ask you questions about that in a moment. Bear with me, okay? All right, do you know if he had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
no, that would be, that's the only, we were in that hospital for 8 weeks
I'm
because
sorry.
they forgot to give him more medicine to keep him from having, what was that first word you said? Seizures.
Oh, yeah, seizures. I'm
And
sorry.
they forgot to transfer it to the other room when he went into rehab. I get a call. I was in a hotel across the street, and they said, "I'm sorry, but your husband can't go home today. He fell last night." Well, they forgot to give him his medicine. So we were there another whole month for him to recover from that. It was a real, like I said, it was awful.
Okay. Let me continue with the questions here. I thank you for being
Yeah.
descriptive. You're answering quite a few questions, and I'm going to get to them in just a moment. So
Okay.
this is his sole non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, meaning a single is only one.
Right.
You were his spouse, so he was legally married to you at the time of his passing, and so
Yeah.
You have the authority to sign on his behalf. And then you are considered a surviving spouse. Do you know, and you're also considered the formal next of kin. Do you know when he had passed, was there an estate opened? In other words, did he have a will or a trust in place that had that caused an estate to be opened and distribution of his assets?
No.
Okay. No estate.
No. He we have a trust, but it's just he and I.
Okay. And then that trust, is it still open?
No, it's kind of, there's a little bit of it left, and it's with Edward Jones, and it's only because I'm trusted them with my money that I got from sale of the house, and they handle so half of it's in stocks, and the other half is in, like, CDs.
So, there wasn't a trust in place before he passed. When he passed, they had to go back into the trust and distribute the disposition of assets, and then
Really distribute it because you're still part of it.
Yes. Okay. And well, I'm trying to ask: is the trust still open or is it closed? Trust.
There is still a trust, but I said, it's with the people that with the Edward Jones guy I'm using, and it's because of what assets are left.
Okay. And are those assets still held in the name of the trust?
Yes.
Okay, so the trust is still open. Okay. All right, so an estate was open, still open, understandably, because you're a beneficiary of a living trust.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right, I get it. Okay. And then yes, your husband was diagnosed with the injury after 2005.
Correct.
And he was diagnosed regrettably on May 11, 2018. And I think I heard, I may have gotten this wrong. Was he diagnosed at 72 years of age or 73?
Let's see. He was diagnosed at 72 because it was the day before his 73rd birthday. He was born in 45.
That's right. I thought I heard that. 72. One day before his 73rd birthday. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How did your husband use the product? Was it in a work setting or was it in a home setting? I think you said
no.
Right?
It was always a home setting.
Okay.
We had horses, a lot of the places that we would go to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like on the pastures and around. So he had one of those sprayers that you spray it right out of the.
Tell me about the next question the law firm was going to want to know, and that is how you use the product. But so we established that I was mostly home. Could you provide me the address to the home where you lived and where you used it?
Yeah, I can. I'm hoping I can remember it. Let's see. Trying to think where I'd have to go dig out my real estate papers. Is it something I can get back to you on?
Well,
it'd take me a little while.
Let me ask you a question. Are you still living at the house that at the time in 2018?
No. I moved from, I didn't want to be, we were kind of away from the family. We always had been because he was of his employment, and I didn't want to stay down there by myself. So I came up here to Seattle.
Okay.
I'm in an apartment.
Okay. Where were you living in 2018?
We were living in Bullhead City.
Bullhead City.
Arizona.
Do you remember the address?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Okay. And how long were you there at that address?
From 2009, and then I moved away 2018.
Okay.
I moved that fall up here.
So you both lived together in 2000 at this property in Bullhead between 2009 and 2018. And I can see you left after his passing during
yes,
that year.
I did.
Okay. I understand. I do.
I have seven sisters up here in the Seattle area.
Oh, that's good to get the support. That's good.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so the next question is, could you check your records to see what the address is?
Like I said, it's I'm trying to, where would one find an old address? It's
From memory, because I tend to, I don't know, I'm really good about my addresses. I could tell you the address I live at, and
Can you? I can
yeah.
tell you the years. We moved like six times.
Did you?
And I can tell you the exact years. But as far as addresses, and like the address I grew up at was two blocks up. So here we go. Guess what?
What's that? Yes.
It's on the death certificate.
Okay.
How lucky can you get?
Yes, yes.
2-4 on here. Let me turn the light. I can get it right. 2463 Sabino Drive. It's S-A-B as in boy, I-N-O, Drive.
In Bullhead City, Arizona.
Uh-huh, and that's, and Bullhead is all one word. Let's see, 86442.
Found it, okay. So just to confirm, it's 2463 Sabino Drive, Bullhead City, Arizona, 86442.
Yep.
Okay. And then what I think I've learned is you owned an RV. Did you?
Yep.
Okay. And then you would take, you would travel, and while you were traveling, you would bring that Roundup with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we lived in an RV and traveled for 9 years. And so, yeah, some of these spots you had, you know, if you're going to be in them a year or whatever.
Okay. All right. This is going to be very this is going to be complex here. Bear with me here. So
I hope you're not going to ask me where we lived before that, because like I said, before we moved into Bullhead, we were in the RV full time.
Before you moved to Bullhead, you were in an RV?
Yep.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. While you're in Bullhead, while you're at Sabino, that residence in Bullhead,
right.
did he use Roundup to maintain yards or landscape?
Yep.
Okay.
You know the yards there, there's no grass.
Okay.
And it's all, ours was all red lava rock.
I see. I pulled up a picture off the Zillow, off the internet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I used it to confirm the address and make sure
right.
I had street name and everything correctly.
Right. And we turned the backyard into, you know, we went from lava rock for part of it. So it was patio, and then we got artificial grass.
Okay.
Finally. And, but which he didn't have to use it on that. But we had a rockery back there.
Okay.
You know, and we needed to. There's dead spots in that lava rock that you have to, you know, like between the houses.
Okay.
We don't want weeds all over the place.
Let me bear with you, okay?
Okay.
So we know you traveled by RV, and I know you used it then, but I'm focusing on his usage between 2009 and 2018 while he was at this residence, 2463
right.
Sabino. Did he use it during those years at the house? The answer is yes, right? Between 2009
yeah.
and 2018? Okay. And then
yeah.
how often do you think he used it per year?
On the weeds?
Oh, yeah. Well, how frequently did he use it during those years?
Oh, golly. I think he had to do it every 3 or 4 months.
Every 3 or 4 months? Okay, so.
Yeah, because it would, like I said, the weeds underneath that lava rock would take over. Like between the houses, they never put the black stuff down before they put the rock in. It's right on the dirt.
Okay. And,
so those weeds come right through.
If he did it every 3 or 4 months, that would be on a monthly basis. Did he do it seasonally? Like, well, actually, so when the question is, actually, I can ask you this. I'm going to start with a flow because there's some very specific questions about Roundup usage. How many times per year do you think he used Roundup? Your approximate guess.
I only think he had to buy one of those things a year.
Okay.
That's
quite a bit of usage then.
Yeah, aren't they? They're pretty big, aren't they? Like a gas can.
It's hard to describe the size.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go into too much detail. I couldn't even possibly guess what the size of the consumer
right.
is. But What would be your guess on how many times per year you use Roundup?
Oh, golly. Whatever the natural thing is, it's different. You don't use it when you don't have grass
I
and you have
understand.
to.
So, this is what I think you said to me. I think you said like he used it every couple of months. And
Right.
I'm going to try to narrow down the numbers because that's just a general vague
Oh,
description.
yeah,
But
right.
let's say a couple of months is like once every other month. Or would you think it would be once every 3 months?
Probably once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's like once every quarter. And there's about 4 quarters in a year. So we think that he used it for at least 4 times per
Yeah.
year. Okay.
Yeah.
And did he spray Roundup for at least one
Yeah.
full year before diagnosis?
Yeah, that would have happened.
That's right. And then he started in
And
2009. So
yeah.
I'm going to use the approximate start date as like January 1st, 2009.
Okay.
When do you think he stopped using the product around his
Let's see.
diagnosis?
Probably in the fall of 2017, because you get into the cold part, like, okay, Christmas Eve, it's 65 degrees. So the growing pattern of weeds there slows down.
Okay.
But you have it like year round is a
Yeah, got it.
thing.
Yeah, I see. So it sounds like it's more like seasonal that he uses it when spring and summer months, because that's probably
Right.
when does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, it was more summer months when we lived elsewhere. But like in Arizona, it was like every like once every 3, 4 months. Because it's just everything's still growing. I mean, you don't really go into winter there.
Yeah. And then he stopped using it roughly in 2017. That would have been fall, maybe September, October of 2017.
Right.
Okay. So I'll put September 30th,
He
2017. I mean, it's asking
used
for.
it, and then he didn't use it again till like March or April when it started
Oh.
warming up and the wheat started growing again.
March of April of what?
2018.
Okay. So he really stopped using it March. April of 2018.
It would have been like March, because it starts getting warm
Okay,
pretty quick.
so there's 30 days in the month of March, so we can say at the end
Right.
of March,
Yeah, that'd be
March
about
30th,
right.
March 30th, 2018.
He took ill. He had that grand seizure where they airlifted him to the hospital 100 miles away on April 13th.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah, and that was a 2-hour drive. Luckily, my sister was in an RV down further in Arizona, a couple hours away, and bless her heart, her husband brought her up so she could go with me to the hospital. And I didn't know when I got there if he'd be dead or alive or what. And he was in the ICU for, oh my, 2 weeks. So, before they figured out, I could see, it's weird. They showed you the what would it be that they do the brain with? Trying to think what machine.
I don't
Where you can
MRI
see the
CAT scan.
inside,
Yeah,
MRI,
MRI.
MRI. Yeah, they showed us on the screen where the parts, that was weird. There were these bright.
Hi, I'm sorry, Sandra. Let me get back to our intake,
Yeah.
okay? Because I have
Yeah.
quite a few questions, and
Okay.
if it's a smooth flow, like I ask a question, you give a response, it takes 30 to 45 minutes. So
Okay.
I'd like to
Okay.
stay focused on our task here. So I'm going to
Okay.
just recap where we left off and then go and then move forward, okay? So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You have
Right.
obtained an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. You have
No.
affirmed that you have not sought legal representation or advice from another firm or attorney, or even
Right.
signed documents with another law firm. Your husband regrettably was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is the only diagnosis he's had. You are filing a claim, or I'm assisting you with filing a claim for yourself because he's no longer with us. You are his spouse, a legal spouse, married at the time of passing. You're his next of kin, surviving spouse. You do have the authority to sign on behalf of, you're filing a claim of damages for your husband who's no longer with us. I'm sorry.
Right.
You do have the authority to do so. An estate was opened at his passing and is still open. It's a living trust and you're still the beneficiary.
Right.
He was diagnosed after 2005, specifically 2018, and it was actually May 11th, 2018. He used the product before your residence in Bullhead City, but we're focusing on the residence at Bullhead City at Sabino Drive. The reason why is because I would need to get all those addresses of those RV locations that he had used it. And it, in my mind, it's easier to use the Sabino address because we can concentrate his usage at that residence. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This next question asks if you know any other person that has used Roundup and was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, no, because we didn't have, you know, we moved there, didn't have any friends there until we were there a couple years, and I don't remember any of them.
Okay.
You know, we didn't really know a lot of people there.
At the moment, you can't think of somebody, but if you do, I'll be texting you my name and contact information. You're welcome to share my contact information with a person that you think might meet this criteria, meaning they used Roundup and they were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So moving to the next question, your husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma over the age of 18, but under the age of 79. He was actually 72 to be exact.
Right.
This is an odd question, but I still need to ask it. If the law firm requested a birth certificate, would you be able to provide that to the law firm? Okay. Good. Thank you.
Of course.
And then you already answered this question earlier, which is the question is how many years have you or your loved ones sprayed Roundup? And remember, we're working with a law firm, so they're going to try to stick to like what they can prove. And this is not that we're looking for physical proof, but we're rather using a verbal attestation, attestation.
Right.
And
right.
We've attested that we're attesting that you used it at this residence between 2009 and 2018. That's roughly 9 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Used it before that a lot too.
I know. But what we want to, but if you explain why we're not trying to provide evidence of the usage before that, it's because it was at RVs and it'd be difficult to. Because the law firm is going to want a description of where you used it. Does that make sense? So that it gets pretty complicated to describe all the different RV parks that he used because they're going to want in the address. They're going to want to know a description of where did you use it? Like, was it a, how big of an area that was sprayed? Does that make sense? So we can simplify it. Of course, the more extensive or longer prolonged use, I believe that that does equate to like compensation for damages. A person that's used it and can attest to using it for a longer period of time is going to get could possibly get greater compensation than somebody that had a shorter or smaller exposure window. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. He had a big window.
Yeah. Well, we're going to focus on the 9 years, unless you can later provide. If you go back at your own time and call me or call the law firm to update all the different locations that he had used it at and be prepared.
Oh, yeah, I can do that easy.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that towards the end. So I'm just going to focus on this house for the time being.
Okay.
9 years. And during that 9 year period, did he spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
10 days. What do you mean, during the 10 days?
During the 9 years that he was in residence, do you think he sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Definitely.
Yes, okay. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, 206-557-9134, is that a cell phone?
Would you believe this is a cell phone that this morning I have to go and get a replacement?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Is this a smartphone that you can take text messages and search the internet on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
It is.
And I'm assuming you're a citizen and a resident of the United States?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm going to ask you questions about illnesses your husband may have had, and let me know if any of these apply. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B? Any of those illnesses apply?
Diabetes.
Diabetes, okay. And no lupus, no Epstein. Was he ever an organ transplant?
No.
Receive an organ transplant? Okay. Did
no.
he ever require chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay, I think he answered this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just to confirm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You keep going.
No, go ahead. You're going to say something.
When we got back here on June 8th of that year, mm-hmm. we were told that if he went and had radiation, it might somehow stop, you know. It would help.
Okay, it.
All it
okay.
did, he
I'm
had
sorry.
It every week, and
we'll
it extended his life
we'll
another month.
Sorry, we'll get to his treatment in a moment, Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra, I'm sorry.
You
we'll
can call
his,
me Sandy.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to his treatment later. But this question is, did he require chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than his non-Hodgkin lymphoma? And
no.
I understand now, right? Okay.
No.
And I think you answered this question already. There was no history of cancer in the family?
None.
Okay. And it's non-Hodgkin lymphoma is how he was injured. He used
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. His mother had breast cancer at a late age.
Okay. Mother.
That was the only one.
Mother had breast cancer at a late age.
Like she was 82.
Okay. All right. And then, all right, so now I'm going to gather information about your husband who was injured. Can you spell out his first name for me?
Yes, it's Seward.
And is that just
Seward.
Stewart? S as in
No, Seward.
Oh, okay. S as in
like
Sam.
Seward Park in Alaska?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, let me just confirm. It's S as in Sam. E as in Edward, W as in whiskey, A as in alpha, R as in Roger, D as in David, Seward?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. His middle initial?
W,
okay. And his last name, please, the same as yours, L-I-L-L-Y? Okay.
And he was a junior.
Oh, that was my next question. He's a junior?
Yep.
Okay. And then his gender, of course, would be male?
Yep.
And he was married at the time,
yep.
you? Okay. And then his relationship to you is a spouse.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the law firm does, as I mentioned to you, we're going to have an authorization to release medical records. So we'll have
uh-huh.
to put his name and his social next to his name and his date of birth on that form. You'll see that on the authorization that you're signing. Can I get his social security number, please?
I still remember it.
Okay.
It's 490 46.
Okay.
7315.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 490-46-7315.
Correct.
Okay. And his date of birth, please.
I'm stuck on the 11 because there were so many. May 12, 1945.
1945. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay, and then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your husband's diagnosis of cancer? How did you first learn that he may have developed cancer from Roundup?
From the TV ads that were on the, you know, there was a bunch of
yes. Okay, so
for a long time.
Yes, so Sandy, take the advertisement, and then it's going to ask for the approximate date that you may have seen that ad. How long ago did you see that ad?
Oh, boy.
Was it within the this past year? Was it 2 years ago? 3 years
ago? Oh, no. No, they were running at the time. I think they were going on more then than now. But, I mean, then, I mean, in the, like, 2005 on through, you know, it continues off and on. It kind of died off in the last, I'd say, 6 years.
Okay, so you... Would you say that the moment that he got diagnosed with cancer on May 11th, that's you knew that connection was made? That was the connection?
No, not until after I'd gotten home and I started thinking about it and those ads came on and it just kind of clicked that could be the reason.
Yeah, okay. So,
You know?
I mean, if you saw the ads before he was diagnosed, you probably would never have made a connection that,
No,
because he didn't have cancer at
no,
the time. So it had to have
no.
been after he had cancer, right?
Definitely.
Okay. And then, so when when you made that connection, was that connection like in the last year or last 2 years, or was it within months of his diagnosis, a year of his
No,
diagnosis?
that thing was on TV quite a bit in the years,
I
like,
know. I'm trying to get a date of when you made the
okay,
connection that
put
approximate
down,
date. Yes, thank you.
it would probably have been like June 18th of 2018.
Okay, almost a month later.
Well, yeah, because I was stuck there in a motel
Okay, got it.
with
Okay.
him, not
Yes.
watching TV, not seeing any ads.
Okay, got it. Okay, so around after about June 18th, 2018 is the approximate date that you saw that TV
Yeah, because
advertisement and made a
we didn't get
connection.
home from the hospital till like June 6th.
Okay.
He was in there from April 13th to like June 6th.
I got it. Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
And then what is his height and weight, please?
Oh, let's see. I wonder if it says it on here. Well, he reversed his diabetes because he was 245 and he went down to 205. So I would say 205.
Okay, and do you remember his height?
Yeah, 6'4".
6'4", 6 feet 4 inches, weight 205. And then you already answered this question, date of death, August 11th, 2018.
That's correct.
And you do, I'm sorry for your loss again. And then you do have a death certificate, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And now I'm going to gather your information because you're filing this claim on behalf of your injured late husband. Your legal name is Sandra, Sandra. Okay, middle
Middle
initial.
L
Okay.
for Lynn, Lynn. I go by that
Okay.
sometimes because I ran into another Sandra,
Oh, and then
Lily.
last name is Lily, Lilly. Whoa, that's amazing. You've ran into another Sandra Lily.
Well, I almost got her prescription in Bullhead one day.
Did she look like you? Would it be
Yeah,
your
oh,
doctor?
no, I didn't see her, but they tried to give me somebody else's medicine.
Oh wow, amazing. And then I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, no junior, senior, first
No,
name,
no,
middle
no.
name. Okay. And then you're a female, correct?
Yep.
And your marital status would be considered widowed. You haven't remarried?
No.
Okay. Oh, are you? Have you? You're still widowed?
Yes, that's still a
Okay.
widow.
Okay, thank you. And then so no remarried. And then your relationship to your husband is spouse. All right.
Yep.
And then now I'll need your social.
537-48 3551.
Okay, thank you. Let me just confirm I have it right. 537-483551.
Yes.
Okay, and then your date of birth, please.
March 3rd, 1947.
Okay, thank you. March 3rd, 1947. And your height and weight, please.
Let's see, 5'2" and 195.
Got it. Okay, 5'2", 195. As I mentioned to you, if you meet the criteria, you'll be signing, you and I both will be signing the authorization for legal representation and the authorization to release medical records. Anything you
Okay.
sign will be copies will be sent to your email address, but I'll need your
Okay.
email address.
Okay. I'm going to say it and then I'll spell it.
Okay, sure.
Bill Sand Lily.
Okay.
So it's and these are all small letters.
Okay.
Bill Sandlily, and it's at gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that because I'm not sure if I heard it correctly, but I'm going to repeat
Right.
it. It's Bill and Sand, like sand at a beach.
It's not, there's not an and. It's just Bill Sand.
Bill Sand, Sand, S as in Sam. Okay. Okay, and
Lily.
then okay, so let me repeat this. I'll spell it out. B as in Bravo, I as in India, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, N as in November, D as in Delta, L as in Lima, I as in India, Lima Yankee at Gmail.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then we already confirmed the phone number I'm speaking to you on is your smartphone,
Yep.
206-557. Do you have an alternative number that you can be reached at just in case the law firm has trouble reaching at the primary, this primary number?
Hold on.
Okay.
I can give you my sister's phone number. She's like 4 blocks away.
No, you know what? We'll use your sister as an emergency contact, and I'll
Okay.
ask for that later on because
Okay.
that's towards the end of our call. I'll have to ask for an emergency
Okay.
contact. So we'll use this is your only number. It's your phone.
Yep.
I already explained that even though it may seem like we're finished, we did the interview, you signed the paperwork. I already explained that you have one final step, which is the case verification call with the law firm. What would be the best time that you can be reached for that call to be completed? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably early afternoon.
Early afternoon. I'll make a note of that. Okay. And then spouse's name, Seward W. Lilly Jr. Sorry. Pardon the silence. I'm actually have to retype information. W.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, and then you do have official documents to show that you have power of attorney. For example, you could show a copy of the trust, the death certificate, and any government issued IDs. Is that right? Okay, that'll cover official documents. That'll cover the trust, which is the will and testament, and then that'll cover that. And you do have the death certificate that answers those questions. All right, then we're going to go back to finish up our usage questions, which is how many times per year did you use Roundup? Approximately 4 times a year. He did spray it for at least 1 full year before diagnosis. He did spray it estimated. It's asking for a start and stop time, and we're saying the 1st of 2009, January 1st, 2009 through March 30th, 2018. So that 9-year period. And then we're going to say that the next question is why did you stop using Roundup? And so March 30th, he stopped. What was the reason for stopping the usage of Roundup?
Because he was admitted to the hospital on
Okay.
April 13th with a grand mal seizure.
Okay, there we go. Admitted to hospital
Yep.
because of seizure. Okay, that's basically poor health. That's health decline.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next question, I think we answered it already, which is when was it applied? It's applied seasonally. And then the next question is how was it applied? Did he use a hand sprayer? Did he use a backpack or a tractor with hoses? Hand sprayer?
Nope. Hand sprayer.
Okay.
And we had like 6 acres when we lived in Forks. So you use that around,
I'll get that. I'll get
Anyway,
that.
you'll get to
I'll get to that. Yes, thank you. And then the next
that.
question is, did he use any protective gear when applying Roundup? No gloves, no
No.
mask or goggles?
I think he didn't always use gloves, but most of the time I think he did.
Okay, so I'll put gloves. He did occasionally use gloves?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I'll.
You should put most of the time.
Okay. Mostly you. Okay, most. Okay. I can just say
Yeah.
gloves. He used gloves, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next question is now we're keep in mind we're focusing on his usage at his residence or your residence at
Right.
Sabino. So where did he apply it and how big of an area was it applied? That's the question. Where did he apply it and how big of an area was it applied? This is going to take some guesswork about the size, but
Yeah, that's kind of easy though, because
okay,
that
sure.
whole one side of the house, we had to put a gutter up and it was 98 feet long.
Okay.
So it was even more than that, because that was just the house part. So one side of the house was, you could put 100 and 110 feet long, And the width was about, oh my, probably 10 feet.
Okay.
In fact, I think it was a little more than that, because he ended up spraying like the guy next door's place too while he was out there.
So bear with me. There's a little bit of awkward moment of silence because I'm going to type up your response here based on what you and I had talked about or what I've learned so far. So bear with me. Used around home perimeter.
And basically that's it.
To kill weeds.
Yep.
Covering an area approximately, this is where the size is, over 100 plus feet.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Okay. So I'll repeat the question. I'll repeat our response. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Used around home perimeter to kill weeds covering an area approximately 100 plus feet. Would that be right?
That'd be right.
Okay. And then you used it in the product in the state of Arizona?
Correct.
Okay. And it was applied in a residential setting. His exposure was in a residential center. Directly, how were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly exposed to product from home yard maintenance.
Correct.
Yard maintenance. Okay. And then
I assume that's mixed with water, correct?
Oh, well, we'll get to that in just a moment.
When you asked about gloves, but I remember it dripping onto his shoes.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
We'll talk about that in a moment. He was directly exposed, meaning he personally sprayed the product. And he was, because he personally sprayed it, he was present 100% of the time it was being sprayed.
Correct.
The opposite of that is indirect exposure, where somebody else is spraying and he just happened to be around them, that person.
That's me.
Yeah, that would be you. Fortunately,
I stayed inside.
were you diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, thank God, not yet.
I should also add that the law firms are looking for just strictly direct exposures as opposed to indirect exposures. It's very hard to prove a case
with
indirect.
This is my husband,
Okay, now, this is... this question is asking how many exposures to Roundup has he had in his lifetime, approximately?
Oh, my God.
Would you say more than 100 times?
Well, multiply 50 times 4.
Okay, that's about 60.
Pardon?
That's about 60 times. 50 times 4 is 200.
Yeah.
Okay, 200 times. Okay.
Well, I would just went 50 years, four applications. And the thing is, like, sometimes we had 6 acres.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, if it's all right with you, I'd like to focus, keep us focused on the time frame at the house. So it was 9 years that you lived at that residence, right?
And
you used it roughly 4 times each year. So that'd be about 36 times. Would that be okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me put there. Let me make a note of this. 1 second. How much?
You got a lot of info you got to fill in.
Yes, I do.
You kind of have to start at the nucleus and work out.
Yeah. Oh, wait, 1 second. I'm sorry for the sounds. Use Roundup.
No, that's okay.
So when accounting for other locations outside of his residence at 2463 Sabino Drive between... Okay, so here's what I did is I did put the number of exposures in a lifetime as 36, but then I also made a footnote that states use Roundup more than 200 times in a lifetime when including other locations outside of his residence at Sabino Drive, which was 2009 to 2018.
Right. Yeah, see, he worked for Bank of, well, he was with CFirst and then Bank of America. They transferred us all over Washington State. So we would have residences smaller. The one in Forks was 6 acres. And so a lot of use there.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Next question. Do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
We did in Forks.
Okay.
Back, we did in Forks. There were two residences that we had a well.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Bullhead. When
Oh,
and remember,
Bullhead. No.
we're focusing
No.
on this usage time frame of 2009 to 2018. Okay,
Okay. City
great.
water.
Okay. And then, do you know if he was exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
He was the Agent Orange.
Okay. All right. And then no to benzene or other herbicides?
No.
Okay.
He only used that one.
And where was he exposed to Agent Orange?
Vietnam.
Okay. Let me make a note of that. Exposed to Agent Orange.
From 1960, well, it was a year and a half. He was in Vietnam, so it was like 64 to 66.
Okay. Perfect. Exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War, 1964 to 1966.
And
Okay.
I have a DD, whatever that thing is,
Yeah,
too.
that's okay. What type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or pre-mix?
No, he used the concentrate because I remember him adding water to it.
Okay, got it. Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased? The when part might be difficult. When purchased might be difficult. We can put
Yeah.
unsure. But do you recall where he mostly purchased Roundup?
Lowe's.
At Lowe's, okay. Okay, all right. And then this question asks if there's any evidence of a purchase. In other words, would you by chance have any proof of purchase in the form of store receipts or credit card receipts or even photographic or videographic evidence?
Not that I could think of.
That's
I
okay.
pretty much ditched my old bank card records, you know, the statements.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, so I'll put no. Do you happen to have any Roundup in your possession?
No,
Okay, that's fine.
no, because I'm allergic to it.
All right, no problem. And then next question is, did he ever smoke?
Yes, he did, but he quit. Let's see, he smoked from age, I'd
I'm sorry,
say,
sorry to interrupt
you
you.
need the ages? You just
No,
need a
actually,
yes.
yes, and then the approximate number of years that he smoked.
Okay, let's see. 15 to, he quit in 87, so age 50, let's see, 45. So 1960 to 1987. So
We're talking about
27
27
years.
years. Yeah, 27 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Approximately 27 years. Okay.
Yeah, and then he quit.
And then, was he employed at the time of his diagnosis?
No,
Okay.
retired.
And then, so he didn't lose any time from work because of his illness.
No,
Okay.
no.
And he was in the military?
Yes, Air
And do
Force.
you, Air Force, that was my next question. And do you know his date of service?
Trying to think if I, I'm try, I got to think where I have a DD, whatever that form is.
Approximate dates. We know he was
approximate.
Vietnam, 64.
Yeah. I even have his little card that says certain dates. That's going to be something I'm going to have to dig up.
No, it's okay. You can give me a rough estimate. It doesn't have to be exact.
Oh.
For the time being. If the law firm wants specific evidence, they'll ask for it.
Then I can search. Okay.
Yeah. But for right now, was he in there for 2 years, 4 years?
He was in the Air Force 4 years and then two inactive.
Okay.
So 6 years.
What years would you say? What's your best guess for the years? 19 to what?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's see. 64 until 1970.
Okay.
Because he was in the inactive. He got out just before we were married in 68.
Do you know what type of discharge he received?
Oh, honorable, of course.
Okay, thank you. And do you know if he was ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. And do you happen to know what his Veterans Administration number is?
That's another thing I'll have to dig up.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put not available now.
Yeah.
Did he receive VA benefits? Like VA disability or VA pension?
He got, when they found out he had diabetes, they attributed it to Agent Orange.
Uh-huh.
So and,
did he get a VA disability benefit or did he get just VA medical care covered?
Oh, he just got, I think he got like $20 a month
okay.
to cover his diabetic supplies.
So that would be a VA disability benefit?
Yeah.
As opposed to a pension for retirement.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, so it's VA disability. All right. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for a bankruptcy?
Nope.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
Okay. Now I'm gonna transition to questions about his diagnosis and treatment. Okay. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
That's another thing that had to be dug up.
That's okay.
Yeah. At least I kept his medical records.
That's good. You do have copies of the medical records at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was thinking when I saw this Roundup thing, I thought later on, you know, something.
Very good. Is there a way you can talk to me and go search those medical records to see if you can find the doctor's name that diagnosed
him?
And while you're doing that, can I ask you, when he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was that in a hospital setting or was it more like in a clinical setting? Like
no, he was in the hospital.
And what was the name of the hospital? I know you mentioned it earlier in our conversation.
It was in Las Vegas. I'm trying to think of it. Sorry, little guy. I just flipped my Yorkie on the floor. He was on the foot of my recliner here. I'm trying to think. That's stuff I'll have to dig up.
There's Summerlin Hospital. There's Valley Medical Hospital. There's Sunrise Hospital.
I think it was Sunrise. Sunrise was on the north edge of Las Vegas.
Does this address sound familiar to you? 3186 South Maryland Parkway?
No.
How long do you think it'll take you to go find the medical records?
Let me see here.
What's your best guess? Because I could put you on hold, and quite frankly, I could step out to use the restroom real quick and come back.
Me too.
Okay. Can I put you on hold and then?
Sure.
And then, okay, I'm going to place you on hold. It's going to be 2 minutes or so. Would that be all right?
If we get disconnected, you can call me back?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one moment, please. Thank you.
Okay.